I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You're listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. I'm your host each and every week for this audio mixtape dance party down here in the basement. It's a damn shame I can't do this somewhere else in the house. It is flipping gorgeous outside. If I could figure out a way to haul all of my equipment outside to the front porch and do it there without the neighbors looking at me any more strangely than they already do, I certainly would. It is Wednesday, the 7th of September, as I record this, right around lunchtime. I just spent my morning wandering around in thrift stores and the various clearance racks and looking at all of the Halloween stuff that is slowly but surely going up around here. I was actually at the Dollar General up the street from my house getting some chips to go with my lunch later today. And not only do they have Halloween stuff up, kind of hidden in the back, they already have Christmas trees, so they're already ahead of the curve, I think, in terms of everything else. I've bought a whole bunch of new records, stuff that I found at Love Garden, stuff I bought online. I'm pretty happy with what we've got to offer you this week. I think it's going to be fantastic. And we're going to start it out with ska punk on Asian Man Records, what they did best in their early days back in the late 90s. A band that only sort of after their lead singer, Nick Traina, passed away, did it become rather well known that their lead singer, that he was Daniel Steele's son. And it was quite surprising. It was one of those rumors, but she wrote a book about it, about his death, and it's quite sad, and unfortunately doesn't really cover a lot of his whole musical stuff, but, you know, what can you expect from Daniel Steele? Anyhow, this is from their first full-length. It is entitled 17 Reasons, and this track is called Nowhere Fast. Juliana Bagley, so she had another night, but she just wanted to get the hell out of Los Angeles. Thought maybe Seattle, but she ended up on a street pub and changed with a young girl to Brock and Mario.
Someplace to sleep.
if the way the tracks on Double Negative's Hardcore Confusion 7 inches, the volumes 1 and 2, are any indication, if that's any indication of what they're going to be like on volumes 3 and 4, it's going to be fucking insane. Seriously, it's like each song just gets faster and louder and just crazier, and yeah, it's pretty amazing. Both those volumes 1 and 2 are out now on Sorry State Records, and you should go buy them. Before that, Burial from the album Never Give Up, Never Give In on like 3 different labels. That is Immortal Will. They're from Germany. That is a song called Immortal Will. I made absolutely sure to go through all of the lyrics before I played that, because you have anything with the word will in it and German hardcore, and you start to get a little twitchy about, you know, their history. And we started everything off with Link 80 doing Nowhere Fast from the Asian Man Records LP 17 Reasons. I am jacked up on coffee and just really kind of wanting to be riding my bike around right now. But I have a dedication to this program, and I enjoy doing it, and I've got all this music I want to play, and so I'm going to get on it. Up next from their second LP on Hellcat Records, The Gang's All Here, this is Dropkick Murphys with Going Strong.
Well, now I've seen it's a long way.
From the album Lower Class Crucifixion on AF Records, that is the imprint ran by Anti-Flag. That was The Unseen with What Are We Waiting For? You know, I almost played the studio version of Children of the Revolution. I played it on a show a few months back. The live version from Oi's compilation volume 3. But you know what? Upon listening to it, I like that live version so much that I'm not gonna play it. Just won't. Maybe, I don't know. Before that, from Chicago, Brass Knuckle Boys with I Can Find Out Where You Live from their Fighting Poor 7-inch. They've got a couple full links that you can get from Haunted Town Records. And I would recommend while you're there to pick up possibly all of the Naked Ray Gun issues they've put out as well. And we started that off with the Dropkick Murphys doing Going Strong from their second LP on Hellcat Records, The Gang's All Here. Second LP for the group, first LP with singer Al Barr. You know, they only put out like some singles and an EP and an LP with original singer Mike McColgan. And while I enjoy what he's done with the Street Dogs, and I enjoy what the Dropkick Murphys have done with Al Barr, I really don't think that any of the individuals involved will ever top the Do or Die LP. I really don't. It is a perfect example of a band just, you know, working their way up with singles and EPs and then putting out that first LP that just hits it. The Gang's All Here is pretty damn good. And that first Curse of a Fallen Soul 7-inch that the Dropkick Murphys put out with Al Barr is also pretty damn good. But yeah, I don't think they'll ever top Do or Die. We're going to play some dirty, dirty, dirty punk rock. What might be referred to as drunk punk. I am not drunk. I am just willfully overdosed on coffee. We've gotten some stronger stuff, and I must say that this Trader Joe's French roast certainly goes down smoothly and wakes me way the hell up. Up first, if there were a band that maybe after Blank 77 epitomizes the sort of drunk punk culture, it would be this group from up north in Minnesota. This is Quincy Punks from the Get the Humans 7-inch with Part of the Problem.
At running her own restaurant, she comes home and she finds her daughter burning cigarette holes in her arm, shredding her clothes to bits, taking pills, and locking herself in her room listening to that violence-oriented punk rock music that does nothing but reinforce all those bad feelings.
And you're not blaming what happened to that girl on music.
Don't underestimate this particular kind of music, Quince. You tell a kid, a vulnerable kid, over and over again that life isn't worth living, that violence is its own reward, and you add to it the kind of intensity that this music has, and you just might convince her.
Isn't that fun? I mean, sometimes I see these kids on the street, I never give them a second thought. I thought they were another silly fad, something that would be blown away by the next wind. I never thought it went deeper than that.
Silly fad, huh? Let me take you down to one of these clubs. You've got to see it with your own eyes to believe it, Quince. I've seen children come off that dance floor with crushed ribs and bloody faces, like soldiers fighting some kind of insane war.
What could persuade a kid to act like that?
Maybe the greatest persuader there is, music.
I just wanna message.
What?
Gotta get on with my fucking life. There's one thing left that I haven't tried. $40. I spent more than that to spurn my nuts.
What?
You wouldn't understand the joy I felt when they finally yanked the butt plug out.
I need a primitive animal.
No, I need a primitive animal.
No,
I need a primitive animal.
La la, primitive animal.
People say that I'm full of shit. I don't know the half of it.
No.
You might think I'm sick and wrong, but try it and you'll know where I'm coming from.
I need a primitive animal.
No, I need a primitive animal.
No, I need a primitive animal.
La la, primitive animal.
Desperate people do desperate things. You don't know the joy it brings. Desperate people do desperate things. You don't know the joy it brings.
I'm up for it.
Cool.
The title track to the LP of the same name that was Butt Trumpet with Primitive Anima. That's actually from a single that was put out on Chrysalis Records, of all people, in the late 90s. Early 90s, with Yesterday to the Sequel as the B-side. Before that, Guttermouth doing Hopeless, very early Guttermouth song, a very early release for, a very early Guttermouth release, entitled 11 Ounce. It's a 7-inch, and an early release for Hopeless Records as well, who now kind of put out mall punk type stuff. You know, it was really weird, like, they were sort of like the, I don't want to say sort of like second rate, like Fat Wreck, but I mean, they put out like a bunch of bands that were just like sort of like dirty fuck ups, like if you think about it, because they put out Nobody's Records and they put out Guttermouth Records and stuff like that, and then they've just kind of slowly changed. Like, it's really goddamn weird. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me. I understand labels change, but man, it's weird. It's such a gradual thing, too. I blame it all on Avenged Sevenfold, really. And we started everything off with the Quincy Punks doing Part of the Problem from the Get the Humans 7-inch on Recess Records. What the hell else? What else do we got coming up? You know, it's sort of a strange podcast this week. I don't have any particular attachment to any of these songs. I mean, they're all songs I enjoy, and it's all recent stuff, but, like, none of these tracks are real, like, big favorites of mine, and, you know, I know it sounds really sad to be recording a podcast of stuff about which I'm ambivalent, but these are all sort of, like, new favorites for me, rather than being, like, long time, like, fuck, I can't believe I get to play this. So, and I'm also really, really hungry and just kind of counting everything down until I can go upstairs and make a sandwich. I take that all back. There are a couple things coming up that I'm a big fan of, and this next track is one of them. This is a totally different style of release for what Sorry State Records has put out. I mean, there is that Smart Cops album, but that's more of a like a U.S. release of a foreign album than it is like a proper Sorry State release. Whatever Brains, though, holy shit, god damn it! You know what? There need to be more bands out there that take Giza X and the Mommy Men as their inspiration, and fuck me sideways, really, if Whatever Brains don't. This self-titled LP is fantastic. If you buy it from Starry State, it comes with a download card that's got all of their early 7-inches. as sort of bonus digital material, and you will find yourself listening to this over and over and over again if you like strange, off-kilter punk rock with sort of a new wave influence. From that self-titled LP, this is Whatever Brain's doing Whatever Helps You Sleep, parts 1 and 2. an excellent piece of Planes Mistaken for Stars style dissonant hardcore. That was Wax Eater doing A Quiet Place Alone from Everyone I Hate. I'm sorry, A Quiet Place Alone Away from Everyone I Hate. That's from their On Deck 7-inch, which is a split with Jabberjosh, whose track is also fantastic. Limited edition of 500 on clear green vinyl. And you can pick that up from Useless World Records. You can find it at Notes and Noises Record Shop, which is 117 South Patty, just off of Douglas in Wichita, Kansas. I'm sure you can find it other places as well. Killer Dreamer before that, doing Pterodactyl Squared from their Survival Guns single. The more I hear from them, the more I enjoy. I really need to pick up their other LP that is on Razor Cake. And we started everything off with Whatever Brain's doing Whatever Helps You Sleep, parts 1 and 2 from their self-titled LP on Sorry State Records. Really, honestly, Devo meets, you know, Giza X and the Mommy Men. It's weird and disjointed and fucked up and totally fun and probably the sort of thing that if you put on at a party, everybody would lose their shit and walk away from. But you know what? I quite enjoy it. We've got one more set of music, and I'm just going to play a pair of songs for this last set. Two local experimental acts, one recent, one going all the way back to the early 90s, some 20 years, and I think they pair nicely. I'm very happy to find this 7-inch for very cheap at Love Garden Sounds. I also recommend you pick up both of their full links, which I will talk about more in detail at the end of the program, but suffice it to say, Zoom's self-titled and Helium Octopede Records are essential underground experimental rock classics. This song is on their first self-titled LP, well, CD, whatever, and is the name of the hardware store downtown, just about 5 minutes from my house, and it is entitled Ernst and Son.
Thank you.
another very excellent split with Boo and Boo 2. That was Baby Bird's Don't Drink Milk with 3. That's on Lovely Sea Records. You can probably only find it around Lawrence. Maybe if you're lucky and you track it down on some weird distro, you might be able to get it as well. But yeah, it's so pretty, isn't it? It's, I really do love me some Baby Birds. And Boo and Boo 2, they share members. And before that, Zoom did Ernst & Son. Zoom, very popular band around these parts, at least to those in the know. It kind of sucked. Like, they moved to Chicago, and then they broke up, and then they did a reunion show in Chicago and pissed pretty much everybody off around here because they were kind of like, hey, we're your area. Why aren't you doing that? And so they came back, and they played several reunion shows around here, one in Lawrence and a couple in Kansas City, and I didn't get to see any of them because I was busy as shit the weekend that happened. And it really, really sucked. Anyhow, yeah, I'm not bitter. So, that being said, that's the show for this week. Next week, I've got, it'll be a little more, rock and roll oriented, I think. Definitely some AC/DC will be played. I can promise that. So do stay tuned if, and it'll be along those lines. So, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. You can find my reviews of records, zines, books, as of this week, beers at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where this podcast goes up each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Tactile things in a digital age. Very, very happy of that. You can follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks. I tweet regularly about assorted things. Tell your friends to download the podcast. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me things for download. So that was this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you don't think that I was too distracted and or ambivalent about it. I promise I will be much more focused when I return next week. And until then, thanks for listening.